Dance St. Louis's 10th Annual Spring to Dance Festival takes the stage this weekend at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. The festival features more than 30 dance companies from across the country, and St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter takes a closer look at one of them.
Dance styles of all kinds will be on stage as part of this year's festival, and it's a different program each night. Collage Dance Collective is one of the companies featured this year. Kevin Thomas is the artistic director and joins us now from Memphis, Tennessee, where the company is based. Kevin, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you very much, Steve. This is wonderful. We are so excited to be able to perform in this prestigious festival. So we are looking forward to this.
Now, the festival features all kinds of dance companies doing all different kinds of dance. Now, you're a ballet company, correct?
We are a contemporary ballet company.
Yeah, how do you describe your company to people that aren't familiar with it?
Well, we are classically trained, so the girls are in pointe shoes, and all the movements you can see come from the classical ballet aesthetic, but we bend it a bit, so that's why it's contemporary. And that kind of choreography, I feel, also helps bring in people, new audiences to dance. Mm-hmm. Who are not, really familiar with ballet. This is how we get them in here in Memphis, is through our contemporary programs. And then they're ready for something classical.
You say it's contemporary, so where does your repertory come from? Is it from you?
I am one of the choreographers, but this piece has been choreographed by Darrell Grand Moultrie, who is a Princess Grace winner and a alumni of Juilliard. And so he's actually choreographed three works for us. I've choreographed probably over a good dozen works for the company since we've been in existence. In our rep, we also have classical pieces by Sir Frederick Ashton, like Two Pigeons and Thais. And we also do a Nutcracker, so that's definitely very classical. And then we have, we go to the very contemporary side, where we're working with Joshua Mankiewicz, who was featured in the St. Louis Spring to Dance show last year, and he's very contemporary modern. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we do a large genre of works to get all appetite for our audience.
One of the things that stands out to me about Collage Dance Collective is the fact that through dance, you address a serious social issue, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, can you give me a little background on the company? I know it was originally founded in New York. I guess it was more than a decade ago. What can you tell us about that?
So I was a principal dancer with Dance Studio Park when we began thinking about putting Collage Dance Collective together. And then back in 2005, I believe that's when Dance Studio Harlem closed its doors. That's when I decided that I really needed to put more effort in making my company become more visible. So that was the beginning of Collage. Then, years later, we realized that there are 1,000 companies in New York. And if we really wanted to do what we want to do, basically, we needed to be somewhere else. And we found Memphis. And Memphis has, the population is about 75% African-American, and our mission is to inspire the growth of ballet, and we, realize if we really want to be true to our mission, then being in Memphis would really make sense, because I really wanted to spread the word of ballet to African-American communities, making ballet more accessible. And that's what we've been doing here in Memphis.
That's probably, Kevin, I'm thinking, not as easy as it sounds, making ballet accessible to people who aren't familiar with it. What kind of challenge has that been?
Oh, my goodness. Every challenge possible. From the culture of ballet, as far as the looks, the hair, the tights and all that, and then how many rehearsals and ballet classes you have to have per week. They weren't quite ready for that, but they love it. The kids here love it. Mm-hmm. When I first began, I was told that, I would never get any boys into ballet, and we have the largest ballet program here in Memphis. So it's really just showing. Once people see, once the audience sees that people who look like them are on stage doing this, then it becomes accessible immediately.
I've always thought of dance and ballet sort of the same way I felt about opera, is that, like, before I really saw opera in person, I never really thought I cared for it. But once I was there, my whole opinion changed. I'm thinking dance is the same way.
It is. No, it really is. And we do know who our audience is. So we try to pick pieces that we know will resonate with our audience. And then, of course, push them further. Because, you know, it is our job to educate as artists, to educate and to create more people who are interested in the arts and interested in dance. So you're right. Once you go see it, I have a lot of fathers who come to me and say, you know, Kevin, the show made me cry. I'm a man. I never cry. And I'll come back and see another show. I didn't know it would be like this. So, yes, people do not know. But once they come in, they sit down. And again, they see dancers who represent themselves on stage. It makes a whole difference.
I think it was shortly after you moved the company to Memphis. You did a performance in Kansas City that really sort of got you going, didn't it?
It did. That was really the beginning because we got some reviews. And all I can say, that's the performance that made me believe that we could do this.
Well, your career began in Montreal. How did you get into this, into dance to begin with?
Oh, that's a good one. It was really my mother who started it because she didn't want me staying home on the weekends watching TV. That was my favorite thing to do. I would just stay in the house. So one day I came home from school with a little flyer that had ballet, tap, gymnastics on it. And my mother said, I'm sending you there. And that's how it really began. I really liked it. Although my mother sent me, my father was the one who brought me to all my classes. So my teachers saw that I had promise, and they sent me to the bigger schools in Canada to audition for, and that's when I really began training seriously, probably at the age of 9.
Were you all for it from the beginning when your mom first told you to go? Were you excited?
No,
or did...
I wasn't for it at the beginning. No, I, you know. But, you know, there's no saying no to your mother.
I understand that.
There's no saying no. But once I got there and I saw what it was, again, it's physical, it's athletic. When boys go to ballet and they realize that you're jumping and you're turning and you're being very physical, an all-male ballet class is different from a female ballet class. There was a big difference. So when I was put into an all-male class, when we were like, let's say 15 to 18 boys in the class, you know, there was nothing effeminate about that.
It's almost like a sports team.
Exactly. And there's competition. You're trying to out-jump, out-turn, you know, the other person.
Right. We're talking with Kevin Thomas. He's Artistic Director for Collage Dance Collective. They're part of this year's Spring to Dance Festival. And I mentioned this earlier, Kevin, that maybe it's more common than I think, but I was so interested how your dance company is sort of involved in social issues, African-American culture, and in particular the issue of discrimination. Isn't that fairly unique for a dance company to have that kind of perspective?
Yes, it is fairly unique, but I think it's necessary for us and what the climate is of today, you know, to talk about what we are going through. It is necessary, and the reason Collage is what it is definitely comes from definitely my own experiences, too, as a dancer, because when I first started dancing, you know, I was the only one of color. So I definitely went through lots of situations where there was lots of discrimination against me because of the color of my skin. Definitely there were roles, ballet roles, I could not do because they couldn't think of having a black prince when I was young. So definitely now as an artistic director, you know, I want to change all that. I want to make sure that that is no longer an issue.
I'm sure you don't think it's perfect now, but you must have seen things change a lot since you were that little kid.
Oh, absolutely. I have seen things change. They have changed quite a bit, but there is still a lot more to change. Because not only are there issues with dancers of color getting jobs, but also ballet teachers who are of color are not being hired or not considered ballet teachers because we are the wrong color. So that's another issue that has to be addressed, absolutely.
One thing I think also is really unique about Collage Dance Collective is the role that photography plays in what you do. And I know there was one particular photograph that went viral earlier this year, but talk about how photography figures into what you do.
Well, what makes it how can I say, it makes it, I mean, you know, a picture, you know, is like 1,000 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting the right image and putting it out to our social media, really, we were able to capture what collage is about, send it out to our audience, and have them appreciate what we're putting out there. So definitely that picture that went viral, you know, I remember that photo shoot, we just were thinking about playing on the colors of our tones, the dark tones, the light tones, and then just featuring our ballerinas, our five ballerinas, who are all very beautiful, and they all possess that classical line. They're all different hues, and that just really resonated with social media, and you could see it before your eyes that people started liking it, that it just went crazy, and that was wonderful.
Can you describe that photograph?
Yes, it is of our five ballerinas, and basically you're seeing different hues. We have a ballerina who's more chocolate, one who's more caramel, one who's a little bit more vanilla, but they're all standing in susu. Susu is a It's called fifth position. Their legs are tight together, crossed. They're in point shoes. And they are showcasing the lines that are necessary for a classical dancer, for a ballerina. Lines that they say that dancers of color do not possess.
Mm-hmm. Your company performs a Friday night. I think if I heard you correctly earlier, you're performing three works. Can you kind of give us an idea of what to expect from you?
Yes. Well, we're only performing one piece, but the one piece is about, I would say, close to 20 minutes, and it has three movements. The music is by Kenji Bunchy, and the choreography, Darrell Grand Moultrie, and it is a neoclassical piece. The music is very riveting, and the dancers, they look very lyrical in their movement. And when you get to the last movement of the piece, you'll see how the dancers come together, and the movement that they are doing looks like a tour de force, where they all start moving quickly together. And it's been a crowd pleaser, that piece. We've performed it a few times, quite a few times, actually. So we know the audience will love it.
I'm curious, because your work is so unique, I think, do you find that audiences, different places, react to what you do differently?
Good question. I feel that they actually do react the same. I mean, some pieces they might enjoy more than an audience in Memphis. I believe the audience in Memphis here are the most conservative. So when I go to somewhere like New York or Flint, Michigan, you know, I'm always like, oh, wow, they really do love this piece.
Do you know anything about St. Louis audiences?
I do not know. I mean, I did sit and watch last year a few of the programs, and the audience seems to be very responsive, and they love dance. So I hope they love what we have to present for them.
Well, finally, you know, not all dance companies are concerned about addressing social issues as you do. So I'm just in a general way, why do you think that you're effective in doing that, and why is it so important to you?
Well, we are effective doing it simply because, you know, number one, where it comes from. I am African-American. The executive director is African-American. So, you know, we live this life 24/7. You know, we're born to it. So it's very real. So I think that's why it resonates, because it's, you know, it's coming from a true place. And what was your second question? Sorry.
Just why is it so important to you?
Well, again, then going back to the first question, it's important because we want to make a difference, because we've lived it and we know that it's not fair. We want to make it more fair. We want to offer more opportunity. There can be more dancers of color out there, but there are less, because a lot of the African-American community, they do not know that ballet is something that they can do. So I want to put that message out there. I want to see more dancers. The more dancers we have, the more we can talk about and the more that we can do. And I want ballet to grow. I mean, you know, some audiences are shrinking because ballet is being kept to one community. I think if ballet can be pushed to all diverse communities, then for sure this will continue to grow. Yes.
Well, I know St. Louis is looking forward to seeing you, what your company can do on stage. Kevin Thomas, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Kevin Thomas, the artistic director of Collage Collective Dance. The company performs tonight at 7 in the Two Hill Performing Arts Center's Lee Theater. The festival continues Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 5:30 each evening, and features more than 30 professional companies, as well as a number of St. Louis community dance groups. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.